Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 13th, 2023. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hey, Andy. How are you getting on?
Difficult. It's difficult. We have shoehorned this meeting in at what?
6:30 for me.
Yeah, 7:30 in the morning my time. 6:30 in the morning your time.
Yeah.
Both at conferences. I am in Rotterdam. Gordo is in Glasgow. So no guest this week. This is going to be a fast and furious look back at what happened last week.
A pretty good week, though.
It was an excellent week. So we had Dave Greenfield on the show last week. He was fantastic. And as always, and this week, no guests. So there'll just be 4 picks from each of us and a small show, 8 picks, which, you know, if we'd done that recently, you know, we would have had a few mega coupons.
I know.
Albeit small megas.
This is conference season. This is what happens. You just have to be up at stupid o'clock from odd locations talking about coupons. So I'm excited to do so. And even to recap last week, because there was some pretty good stuff in there.
There was indeed. So we'll start with my banker from last week, Japanese J-League, Vissel Kobe against Yokohama FC. Absolutely certain that this would have ended up a home win, and it did. 3-0. You would have got paid out after 52 minutes when Kobe went 2-0 up. 3-0 up in 54 minutes. He didn't have to wait long for that third goal. Just a very easy, comfortable win, and another banker in.
My banker would traditionally have been the last game of the weekend, but if Dave had like 5 on Monday. So my banker was Celtic away at Hearts. They won the game 2-0. Didn't have all their own way in the first half. Hearts got a man sent off. That was apparently a ridiculous decision. And Celtic went on to win the game 2-0. So a 1-3 banker winner in that slot.
And superb.
Yeah.
And then Dave.
Because that was painful.
It was painful.
Yeah, so Dave's Stockport versus Hartlepool. Stockport should have won this game because they were like 1-5 to do so.
They also took the lead.
Yeah, they were 1-0 up. Hartlepool equalised. They got a penalty in the 92nd minute and missed it. And so it stopped them getting promoted. Which is, that. I mean, it's a proper kick in the teeth for their fans as well. But a kick in the teeth for us because we both had our bankers in at that point. We're waiting on that for our banker treble.
Yeah, so we failed in the banker treble between the three of us, but Gordon and I, another couple of bankers in, and we've just been consistently hitting these. So long may that continue. On to the value picks. I stuck in the Japanese J-League. Very sweet on Hiroshima this year. I think they are league title contenders. They were at home to Avispa Fukuoka, a game that I didn't have a price for when I put it in the value section. When it did get priced up, they were 1-2. So not as big a price as I would have wanted. But at the end of the day, if you're picking winners, the price is maybe secondary because they won 3-1 and it was a canter.
You got away with that one, I'll give you, because you didn't have a price. But when I seen the price come in, I was like, oh, I wanted to. And you're in the value slot, just cobbling another banker in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, good win. And it took us on to my value pick, which was Pisa versus Frosinone in the rather ridiculous Serie B at the moment. Went down 1-0 immediately, and I had Frosinone or draw. So Pisa were up 1-0. Frosinone went on to win this 3-1, so I could have taken them at whatever they were. 11-4-ish or whatever it was the price to actually win the game, but no, had the double chance 10-11 and that came in.
I was just about to say, if only you weren't a shite bag, just imagine the returns. Imagine then.
Well, I would have probably had one proper value treble then, as opposed to a 1-2 shot. And
I was unaware that would be the price, but yes, that is a fair comment.
And Dave, so a lot of Dave's picks for folks who maybe didn't listen last week were on Monday because of the way that the kind of the coronation weekend was set up. Was that why they were?
Yeah,
on
so there was the, and plus it's end of season, so a lot of the English games were on Monday evening.
So
Monday, Bank Holiday Monday.
He had Sunderland away at Preston. They won the game 3-0. All the goals coming in a spell between the 54th and 65th minute. So they just came out in the second half and took Preston apart. So good result for Sunderland because that put them into the playoffs, and good result for Tony Mowbray. So
ideal. And a value trembling, and a which value everybody trembling. Loves to see.
We do.
3 out of 3 for the trample bet that week. On to the outsiders then. I took my own team, something that has been working well every time I've done it recently, but it did not work well this weekend. Dundee United away at St Johnson, lost the game 1-0, in no small part thanks to our defender, Charlie Mulgrew, getting himself sent off. Totally changed the game, totally ruined the game, and ended in a Dundee United 1-0 loss. So apologies for that. I did. If the game was happening again this weekend, I would still fancy us to get a result, but it wasn't to be this weekend. Playing 10 against 11. Gave them confidence, and they were, you know, although we did hit the crossbar in the very last minute of the game in stoppage time. Stephen Fletcher had a sort of half volley swivel shot that hit the crossbar post junction, mm-hmm. 100 miles an hour. But that even that wouldn't have been enough. A point wouldn't have been good enough. So
that's
no outsider.
That sucked. And I feel aggrieved by my outsider because I had Regina and Como to draw. Como up and drawing games all over the shop recently. It was a 2-1 win for Regina. Como got 2 goals varred off. 2. Not including the goal he scored. They'd one varred off in 30 minutes. They'd another one varred off at 74 minutes. They actually only got back into the game in the 89th because their first 2 goals had been removed. And then Regina got a man sent off as well at 94th minute, which I was excited because I thought maybe it's a penalty. No, it wasn't to be. Regina won this game 2-1. Bit of disappointment there with that one because that was the one I got most goal alerts for. It's just a shame that half of them didn't stand. Not to be on the outsider, which meant Dave's was a bit moot. He had Bournemouth versus Chelsea, a game that didn't start off well for him, actually, because Chelsea immediately took the lead, which is something they just haven't done all season.
Yeah.
I think it was the wee English fella in midfield. I can't remember his name. Anyway, he scored for them. Bournemouth immediately got back into it with a ridiculous goal. Some brilliant football between Ryan Christie and Matteo Vina. But Chelsea went on to win the game 3-1 with goals from Badge Sheely and Joao Felix in the second half, 82 and 86 minutes. So Dave, we wasn't too far off that one. Until about 80 minutes, Bournemouth were still on. You know, in with a shout of winning that game. And if you look, XG was just about the same, 1.12 versus 1.3. So he wasn't a million miles away. No, it didn't matter at that point anyway. Both our outsiders had lost.
Yeah. So not a week for us on the outsiders, but we
finally
go again.
Nailing down some of the rest of them, though, which was nice.
But we have a very good story to tell when it comes to the charity bets. I was in Scotland for Ross County versus Livingston.
Ross County fighting for their lives.
And against a poor Livingston team that have been they're safe as houses. They're fine. They're on the beach,
I believe the term is.
Yeah, they're going to be A-OK. Not much to play for. Ross County scrapping. Fancied a Ross County win at better than 2-1. 2-0 winners.
Brilliant.
Boom. Brilliant. Just straight in.
I was in Serie B again for my charity, which was Ternana versus Sud Tirol. I fancied Sud Tirol or win or draw. They won this game 1-0 away from home, as they've been doing all season, just winning games 1-0. I could have been less of a shitebag and took them as a straight up about, I think they were also towards the kind of 2.5 to 1 plus numbers. Nope, took them at 5-6 on the double chance. Won this game 1-0, which meant the charity was all on Huddersfield versus Reading. So, worth noting, Andy, that our charity record of recent hasn't been great. We've just seem to keep having them slip by. Was not the case as Dave brought us a Huddersfield win again. 0-0 at half time. Boy was sweating in this game. Got paid out after 85 minutes. So a charity win. And how much did we send to which charity, Mr. Vaughan?
So I've not sent it yet because I'm out of the UK. Yes. So when I get back, it will be over £92. So £92 and change to the Thin Blue Pot, which is for retired police dogs.
Class.
So, you know, those boys and girls, they've done their service.
They have done. They have done. So good win.
Some money to help them out after they've done their service. So great stuff.
Yeah, a pretty decent week overall. Really good. That Stockport game being what I would consider the only blemish.
Yeah.
Outsiders, you know.
If that Stockport game had come in, then we would have been 3 of 3 for Bankers, Values and Charity, which would obviously represent an incredible week. As it stands, is just Values and Charity, which is still excellent because very good return on both of those trebles. And also almost £100 to charity this week, so lovely. Okay, this is the normal sales pitch point. So if you would like to support the podcast, you can join us on the Trampled Bet Club on www.patreon.com/trampledbet or download the Trampled Bet app and join us on there. About £6 a month, support the show. You get the cheat sheet, so all the picks written down. You normally get a middle section of this podcast, which I think will be incredibly light this week, seeing as we are only two of us shoehorning this in. It's 6:30 in the morning, Gordon time. So we won't have that this week, but normally when we go to a break, there is a middle section for our guests. Will take us through all the stuff that they like in other sports and also in football, but they didn't make the show. All the picks written down and special one-off podcast, which you will be getting next week for the USPGA golf tournament. Yes. So there is that coming up as well. So do join us on Patreon. We'll see you for next week's picks after this short break.
Guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, May 13th, 2023. Just myself and Gordo this week, so you're going to get 8. They are going to be quick fire. This might be the quickest show we've ever
done.
Of all time. So let's start, as we always do, with the banker bets. And Gordon and I haven't shared this information.
No, so we could have 4 picks.
It would be really funny if I just got in there first and sniped your pick. I will judge by by your reaction on this video call. My banker pick is in Germany in the Bundesliga on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Red Bull Leipzig versus Bremen. RB Leipzig, third in the league just now, so 57 points, locking in one of those Champions League places against 12th place Bremen on 35 points, or 7 points ahead of the relegation zone. So not in too much trouble, but you've got a very good and informed Leipzig team who top the 5-game form table in the whole league with 12 points from their last 5 games. And Bremen, similar to the league position, they are in 15th in the form table, 4 points from their last 5 games. Leipzig playing at home, they've been one of the solid home performers. They are third when only considering home games in the Bundesliga. And they play a Bremen team that don't have much to play for and also aren't very good. So this is a home win all day long. The odds aren't brilliant. They're 1-4. They're banker odds. I can't see anything other than the Leipzig win this weekend.
Fantastic. Okay, well, I'm glad you were in Germany because I am in Spain for my banker, and I am in the Spanish top tier, La Liga, and I'm taking second place Atletico Madrid to beat already relegated Elche. They can only finish second bottom as the potential. Elche have had a Derby County style Premier League season. Remember that one where Kenny Miller was playing for them and they scored like four goals all year or whatever it was, just didn't pick up points. Elche have played 33 games and got 16 points. Their nearest competitors, Espanyol, who've got 31 from their 33, so they're a full 15 points behind. They've got five games to go. They would have to get into second bottom, which is also relegated, they would have to win all five games, three of which are against the top five. They are just in free fall. Atletico, on the other hand, are in second place. They just shoehorn themselves in goal difference right in between Real and Barcelona. Barcelona are 82 points, so unlikely that they're going to bridge that 13-point gap. But they want to stay ahead of Real in this league. And getting a good price against Elche to do so, I think, is great value here. Atletico have also been the form team of recent, taking 12 points from the last five games. Elche have taken 3 points from the last five. It's just a good spot to be back in them. They're 4-11 away to do this. This was the same pick I brought to you recently where Barcelona were 1-3 to beat Elche and they won 4-0. I expect a similar scoreline from Atletico Madrid. So 4-11, Atletico Madrid away at Elche.
Ideal. So there is a banker double as opposed to a banker treble this week, but Gordon and I have been very good at consistently hitting bankers, so I'm confident that if you fancy putting both of them together, you will get a return. Okay, on to the value picks for this weekend. I have been having good success in the Japanese J-League, and I am going to stick with that. With last season's champions, the Yokohama F Marinos, who are away at Albirex Niigata this weekend. So the 14th, so it's Sunday morning, 6:30 a.m. Second place, Yokohama F Marinos, who are on 24 points through 12 matches, against 14th place, Albirex Niigata, who only have 13 points from their 12 matches. They scored 13, but they've conceded 17, and Yokohama love scoring goals. They've scored 25 through their 12 games and only conceded 13. And we're still early in the J-League season. We've played 12 games, but obviously, because they're near the top of the table, that's reflective in the form table. They are third in the overall form table, just 1 point behind Hiroshima and Kashima, who are top of that. 12 points, Yokohama 11 points from the last five games. Albirex only 4 points. So it's really a mismatch here in terms of quality of teams. This early stage table, this is where I'd expect them to be come the end. I would expect Yokohama to be playing for the title, and I would expect Albirex to be fighting off relegation. So the fact that you can get the F Marinos just now at around even money odds of 10 to 11, you should take that. Good value pick.
Okie dokie. Okay, I'll let you have a little cough in your muted cough there. That's always a good one. I am going to be in the Italian Serie B for my value pick. Two games to go. So, you know, there's a lot still to play for in this league. And two teams with a lot on the line. I fancy a Parma win away at Spal. Spal are in 19th place in the relegation spots. They need points. Parma are in the promotion spots. They need points in here. And I'll be taking a Parma away win here. I really fancy them at the odds of 8-7, so better than even money. I really like Parma here purely because Spal have kind of started to fall out of this a bit. They got beaten Palermo last week 2-1. They've been drawn with Perugia, Modena and Brescia at the bottom. Parma have been beating these teams. Their record is much better at home, but it's the kind of game where I think Parma will maybe be able to show a bit of their class. They need points as well to keep themselves in the automatic promotion places too. They've drawn a lot of games between the two of them of recent. I just think Parma are going to have a wee bit more than Spal in this game and getting them over even money to do so. I'm happy to take a go on. So Parma for me, 8-7 away at Spal. That's Saturday at 1 p.m. traditional.
So two away wins. Yokohama F. Marinos, Parma, value double this weekend. On to the outsiders then. I'm sticking in Japan, as with my previous two picks, for a really good game early in this season. Top of the table clash, as it were. Third versus fifth. Kashima Antlers versus Nagoya Grampus. This is going to be excellent. So Nagoya are in third place. Kashima are in fifth. 23 points versus 19 through the 12 games played so far. Obviously, two very informed teams just now. Two teams that will want to be contending the league title come the end of the season. The head-to-head is interesting. The last two games they've played against each other have both been draws, one each, and then nil-nil. One a home game for Nagoya, one a home game for Kashima. Kashima, four wins in the spin, their last four games. Before that, they had a weird loss away at Avispa Fukuoka, which happens because they are such a good team at home, difficult to beat. Nagoya, unbeaten in their last five, two wins, but three draws, and those draws have come against the other top of the table teams. So they drew two each with Kobe, and they drew one all with the Yokohama F. Marinos. So when they play a top of the table team, they're tending to get draws here. They're playing the Kashima Antlers away from home, and they'll keep it tight. I think this game actually tends to a draw. So both teams are 17-10. The bookies can't split them. The draw is 2-1. I think the value is on that slightly higher price for a draw here. Yeah. Probably one each. You know, I'm not going to correct score it, but probably one each. Kashima versus Nagoya. Draw.
I think that's a fair estimation. Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah, I like it when two teams are unsplittable. Don't split them. It's fine. So yeah, I'm gonna go a bit mental with my outsider, and there's only two of us, but we're gonna end up with like almost proper outsider prices because of this. Because I'm going to take Sassuolo away at Inter at 13-2 in the outsider slot. And this is purely because Inter have a Champions League semi-final to play 3 days later. They played AC Milan, one of the biggest games in the club's history. You know, these two teams getting to that late stage in the tournament. They're playing against AC 3 days later. They play Napoli the game after that. Then they play Fiorentina in the Coppa Italia. This is a game where you look at their league position. They're in fourth. They need to keep winning games at the moment just now, but the teams around them will drop points. AC, Lazio, and Juventus. So between them and Juventus in second place, there's 3 points. AC are 2 points behind them. They'll be picking up points after these games. I just feel like this is the perfect... This is the kind of thing that I'd generally take AC Inter as a banker at 2-5, and they lose this game 1-0 after having like 85% possession. I just think Sassuolo got hardly anything to play for. And I feel that plays into their hands here because they're just going to go out against a team that are going to be knackered from playing a huge game midweek. They've got a game 3 days later, you know, that can decide winning a Champions League or getting into a Champions League final does massive things for a club. So you'll get Sassuolo at 13-2, 6-1, depending on what bookie you
That is bookie huge. Get.
Yeah, and I just think that they're in a good spot here. They don't have any historical form against them as if, you know, they pick up points. One thing I will say is all the games have been in within one goal. So Inter's wins have been 1-0, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. Sassuolo did beat them away last season, 2-0. I think I took that in the double chance, actually. I seem to remember. But anyway, they've got no real... It's not as if Sassuolo beat them every time when they're playing away from home. This is just a very unique set of circumstances that I think Sassuolo will be able to take advantage of. So 13-2 to do so.
Ideal. Really big. I usually take the outsiders as a tricksy. No need this week because there's only two of us. So I'll just be going straight up on that
straight double.
It's now at a massive price.
Yes.
Thank you for you and that pick. On to the charity bet then. Tenor of our own money, which Gordon will be backing this week.
Successfully though, like you got a winner last week.
£92 to charity last week. Let's follow up with more money to a different charity this week. I am sticking in Japan. Here we go. Urawa versus Gamba Osaka. So the Urawa Red Diamonds, bit of kryptonite for the podcast, I would guess. They are notoriously
ridiculous that you choose to bring them to here, but I'm bringing something other daft to this as well, so that's fine.
They are notoriously inconsistent, but they are a much better team than Gamba Osaka. They find themselves eighth in the table. They've only played 10 games because of their Asia Champions League exploits, which they won. So they are the Champions League winners in the Far East. But they've only played 10 games so far, and they have 17 points. The league leaders are on 26. So imagine they win those two games in hand. They're right up to third in the table. So they're having a very good season so far. In the form table, they're 8 points from the last five matches, but Gamba Osaka are 1 point from their last five. So this is very much a bet against Gamba and their terrible form just now. If you look at their last few games, lost 1-0 to Nagoya, lost 2-1 to local rivals Seretse Osaka, lost 4-0 away at Kashima Antlers. They drew against Yokohama FC, and Yokohama FC are awful, easily the worst team in the league, getting relegated without a shadow of a doubt, and they were unable to get a win there. And they lost away at Tokyo, so having to travel to the Urawa Reds, who are very good just now, as I say, Asia Champions League winners, and also right up at the top end of the table with a couple of games in hand. There's not much of a question here, apart from why you're getting Urawa at 10 to 11. It's just such a good price.
Yeah.
I know they are traditionally very inconsistent.
I'm not going to make any more reference to it. You just know that what you're bringing to this game is a historic juju of terrible proportions.
But they are, it's such a good price this time round that they need to be included somewhere. It would be remiss of me not to mention them as 10 to 11 at home to the worst form team in the league. It's got to be done. So, Urawa Red Diamonds, charity slot number one. And that game is on Sunday at 9 a.m. in the morning. So, it will be televised on the J-League official YouTube channel. So, you can even watch it.
Nice. Well, I am bringing a draw to the charity bet to potentially get us some good returns in here. And another game in Serie A, so the top Italian division. This is on Saturday at 2 o'clock. It's Salernitana versus Atalanta. Both teams that need points. You know, we're at that time of the season. Atalanta are in sixth, joint on points and 58 points, but ahead on goal difference with Roma. Sixth is the Conference League spot. Salernitana are just about out of the relegation raid. About a point would sort of suit them, is what I'm coming from here. They've been on a bit of a tear recently, including that result against Napoli where they fucked the banker a couple of weeks ago for me.
Yep.
Salernitana's overall record in the last five games, they lost to Empoli last week, draws with Fiorentina, Napoli, a 3-0 win over Sassuolo, a draw with Torino, a draw with Inter, a draw with Spezia, a draw with Bologna, a draw with AC Milan, a draw with Sampdoria. You see the theme here.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to draw a lot of games. They've been resolute at home up until that loss against Empoli last week. Atalanta, if you look at their away form, they lost to Napoli, they lost to AC Milan, they drew with Fiorentina, and they beat Torino and Cremonese over the last two games. I just think this might be the final thing that Salernitana do to get themselves still in this division, you know, to hang on. Atalanta is overall form as well. They've been pretty decent, but it hasn't really mattered for Salernitana who they were playing. You know, they've drawn with teams at either ends of the table. They're quite happy to sit in. They did it against Napoli in what was Napoli's biggest game in 30 years.
Yeah.
They decided to ruin the party for them. I think they're capable of doing that again here. And you'll get them at 16-5 to draw this game.
A draw at 16-5 in the charity slot, Gordon, is huge odds.
Yeah.
So a draw for Gordo, a win for the Urawa Reds, and that is the charity selection for this week. I look forward to you announcing that as a winner when we have Jerome on the show next week.
Big novelty traveler's check for you.
That's it. That's the one. It's been fast and it's been furious, guys. It is. Wow.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing.
Still before 8 in the morning.
It's very much before fucking 8 for me. I've got to get an hour and a half, an hour and 5 before it's before 8.
Wonderful. Yeah. Gordo, thank you so much for your time. As always, we had a very good last week. Very good week last week. We're looking to do it again this week. Thank you to everyone for listening. Join us on Facebook, search Trample Bet Podcast. If you want to give something back, join us on Patreon, www.tramplebet.com/ No, that's our actual website.
That's your website. It's, you're thinking of patreon.com.
Which is still going. Which is still going, but that is the Patreon address. Join us there, £6 a month. Get the cheat sheet, all the picks written down, so you don't have to remember what was said on the show this week. That's it. That's the trample bet. Good luck this weekend.
For this week, yeah.
We shall see you next week. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.